Blog Talk Radio.
They forget to bring me water. They forget that I'm here. They don't know how smart. Even see my tears. What did I do wrong? What did I do? I just want someone to love me. I love you. Whatever I did wrong, maybe I can change. No one knows how hard. It is to be a dog on a 10-foot chain.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 177. And counting on Blog Talk Radio. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online, so if you'd like to visit that, a free subscription. Every time there's a news article coming out or a podcast, it will alert you in your primary email. Also on Blog Talk Radio. I wanted to give a correction. Marty Irby was supposed to be on tonight from the Humane Society Legalization Fund, and something came up very important. So I have brought on Scott Beckstead, and he's the Rural Affairs and Equine Protection Director at the Humane Society of the United States. And I want to welcome him on board. So there's going to be some very corrected one. On the PPJ Gazette and on the Blog Talk Radio, I will be correcting that also on the links to go to. But I want to welcome everybody aboard this evening. All you new listeners, thank you for coming on board. All you returning listeners, can't thank you enough for all that you do for the animals, because the animals out there, they are defenseless and helpless and voiceless and innocent. And if we don't stand up for them, who will? So we all please come together as one. Contact your state representatives. You know, be a part of all the solutions out there, not the problems. And I'm going to give a number out real quick. Please store it and call them. You can call them 24/7, 7 days a week, after hours and on weekends. Just leave a voicemail. Area code 202-224-3121, and that number is area code 202-224-3121. And press 1 for your senator and press 2 for your state representatives. They're going to ask you first to put your zip code in and try to be professional and polite, because that's how you get farther, even with your emails and your letters and, you know, your faxes. Try to have a good, you know, relationship with your state representatives, because they're the big dogs out there that get the laws changed, you know, or add new laws. So please, everyone, do your part. And I want, before I get the show started, I want to give a big shout out to all these Facebook big pages for the animals that help support this show every week. Take Action, Help Ban Animals and Gas Chambers. Holly Smith and Megan Mason, a big thank you for all your ongoing support. The Paul's Call Show, Fans of Animal Rights, and all these are on Facebook, everyone, so try to go by and press like and see how you can help out. Teamwork rocks and teamwork wins. Help fight the war against all animal cruelty. Debbie Eisman and Evelyn Pendle, The Voice for Animals. There's a Voice for Animals on Twitter. Together, everyone, we could all make a difference. We just got to at least try. And all the Facebook friends out there and family that's helped promoting this show, you know, I can't do it all by myself. I'm a voice out there over the airways, and I do more than just the come on air, but let's all, you know, it takes teamwork. So teamwork does matter, and all lives matter, including all the animals. The call-in number, if you have any questions or comments for the guests, I'll be taking calls around 7:30 Eastern time. You can listen to this show worldwide, unlimited listeners. The phone to listen to it every week is area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 and I'll let you in. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. There is a chat room that is going to be open in a few minutes if you'd like to join in there. But I want to get the show started. And I want to also mention on Wednesday nights, all you horse lovers on TS Radio, where I once was last year, Debbie Coffey has a show on every Wednesday from the Wild Horse and Burro Radio, Wild Horse Freedom Federation. So if you out there, all you horse lovers, tune in. You can subscribe to the PPJ Gazette, and you'll be alerted in your email when that show does pop up on Wednesdays. And their times do differ. So I want to go ahead and bring on another great guest tonight. His name is Scott Beckstead, and he is the Rural Affairs and Equine Protection Director at the Humane Society of the United States. How are you, Scott? Welcome to Voices Care for Animals. Go ahead. You're live and on the air.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate the invitation to participate. And yeah, Marty Irby is sorry he wasn't able to join, but I'm more than happy to take his place. And Marty and I work very closely together on the same issues, and so I'm more than happy to be here, and it's a real honor. I'm happy to answer your questions.
Oh, thank you so much there, Scott. And I want to give a big shout-out to Kirsten Peake for also connecting us. This is great. Wonderful. Thank you, Kirsten. You said you was going to be listening in, and I highly appreciate it. We're going to be bringing more guests in from Humane Society of the United States. And just like Elizabeth Walker, who I was hooked up with before, she, you know, all these great guests. Humane Society of the United States is always welcome to my show, always. Because thank you for everything that you do. Yes.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much. It's always a pleasure to talk to like-minded people make sure that people are getting good information about the work that we're doing and the important issues that are pending before Congress. So it's a real delight for me to be here and talk to you.
Oh, and it, you know what, Scott, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on. I've been excited all day. You know, when I found out that Marty couldn't make it, and I was still excited about having you come on, you know, because, you know, there's things that happen and that you know, you make the best of it, and we're going to make the best of it because I know this is going to be another great show. There's no questions asked. So, but anyway, you want to tell the audience?
Marty and I have been working all day together along with our colleague Holly Gann. Here on Capitol Hill, I actually flew here. I live and work in Oregon for HSUS, but I flew out here to Washington, D.C. last Sunday, and I've been working all week on Capitol Hill, going from meeting to meeting, working on issues related to the Farm Bill, working on issues related to protecting American horses from the cruelty of slaughter. And I'm here doing the work that I was built to do, and I'm very fortunate to be working for the Humane Society and to be doing this work that I believe so strongly in.
Oh yes, and you wanted to tell the audience, you know, because Humane Society of the United States is worldwide. You have the international, you have in the United States, and all your website and your Facebook page, your Twitter. You want to tell the audience how to get there and to how they can help out, because all of us together as a team, you know, we can make things happen. I mean, all of us as one, and with all, you know, all the social media out there, the power of social media alone, you know, gets I see victories coming through, you know, petitions and you know, making those phone calls to our legislators, which I do myself. You know, and I'm polite and professional, whatever I do, And because these animals, they can't fight for themselves. They can't call up on the phone, you know, and tell us how they feel. And the cruelty out there, you know, it is bad, what I'm seeing on through social media, but there are victories coming through. And when you see, you know, things happening, even on your website, victories coming through, you think, yes, either if you're a part of it or not, you think, oh, my goodness, this is great. We got to keep going. We just can't stop here, you know, with all of us, you know, coming together, you know, and spreading the word, the awareness, the prevention, you know. So I can't thank you enough, Scott, for all you do. I mean, it's just amazing. What can happen?
Well, you raise a really good point, and that is the role of social media. You know, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram have really revolutionized the work of protecting animals from cruelty in a really good way. It brings people together with a common cause. It gives people the tools they need to get information out there and to get involved and to take action. And so I'm very active on social media, especially on Facebook. I do a lot of my work on Facebook, sharing out information about the legislative priorities that the Humane Society is working on. And another point about social media, you know, it can get overwhelming when you see the cruelty that's out there, the terrible things that people do to animals. And, you know, I often hear people, animal advocates, say, gosh, it just seems like things are getting worse and worse for the animals. And I really don't think that's true. I think that what has changed, and this is due largely to social media, is that people are becoming more aware. The light is shining on people's cruelty, and people are becoming more aware, and people are also no longer willing to just stand by and do nothing. And so, for example, you know, maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago, someone drove by a field with a skinny horse in it, and they felt sad about it, but they didn't really know what to do, and so that horse just sat there and languished in misery. Now, more than anything, that person is more likely to pull over, take a picture, call the sheriff, post it on Facebook, and let people know about it. So I don't think people are more cruel. I think that good people are just more aware. And again, I owe that, you know, a lot of that is owed to, you know, the role of social media and just growing awareness. And I really do believe that people, there are bad people out there. We are up against some very, very powerful forces who have institutionalized animal cruelty. On the other hand, there are people like us who feel very strongly and who feel strongly enough that we are, you know, we are willing to take action. We're willing to sign petitions. We're willing to call and email our members of Congress and get involved. So I feel, you know, that there are a lot of bad things out there, a lot of reasons to feel bad about what's happening to animals. But you know what? I'm definitely a glass half full kind of guy, and I see all the good things that are happening, and I see all the great people that step up every single day and take action and get involved and stay informed. And you know, we are making the world a better place. And even in this political climate, which, you know, can be very, very challenging, we are achieving victories every single day in Congress, in state legislatures across the country. I think that animal welfare and caring about animals and having compassion for animals is a nonpartisan issue. We have some wonderful friends fighting very hard for animal welfare who are staunchly conservative Republicans. And we have, you know, progressive Democrats fighting alongside with their conservative colleagues to get measures passed to protect animals from cruelty. So, you know, social media has played a huge part in that. But again, it also, I think, owes to the basic decency and the heart of a lot of really good people and their willingness to get involved and make change happen.
Oh, yeah. And the old thing it says is, in order to see change, you got to take action. No questions asked. You know, bringing the negative into the positive, Scott, that's what it takes. And
yeah,
together we can
I agree
do this.
Completely.
Yes,
yeah,
you know, because we're tired of,
true.
You know,
it absolutely is true.
Yeah, the negative news is coming in, you know, every day on the, you know, every news channel, newspapers, but there is some good news coming in, and that takes action from all of us coming together, making those phone calls, writing those emails, letters, faxes, making appointments with the legislators. You know, it's got to start somewhere, and when all the, you know, the social media and the news reporters get in contact, and the newspapers, the radio, and we all come together as one and get the word and awareness out there, things start rocking for the animals. You know, it may start with a small story in a small town, what happened to this animal. All of a sudden it gets pushed around to social media. Then all of a sudden it explodes to other news channels and, you know, TV and radio. And all of a sudden you got all these people calling in saying, hey, we need to do something here to make, you know, get justice for this animal that just, you know, was just either neglected or abused or, you know, something horrific happened. And it's that teamwork. I always push that teamwork. Let's all come together, because even in businesses out there, to get a job done or to get a product out, it takes teamwork. This person has to step in, do their job, and that one do their job. And just with voices, our voices out there, you know, it's incredible, amazing what can happen. So I was listening to you, and you're right. It's not all bad news that comes in. There are some victories that, I mean, you see coming through news, you know, the news feed on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or, you know, Pinterest, even the TV news, radio, and you're thinking, see, good things can happen. There are still a lot of good people out there. And when these animal lovers, advocates come together as one, under one roof, then things start happening for the better. And that, and guess who especially thanks us? The animals. You know, especially when their lives change for the better out there. You know, they deserve it. They are awesome. And that's why I'm on this radio standing up for all of them, Scott, in need, because I feel that's, I'm going to do my part, you know, and do something. And whatever I can, you know, talk to neighbors or friends or family, coworkers, you know, whatever it takes to do something, it's, I'm going to do it, because I'm not going to give up, because if we give up, we automatically lose. And I don't want to be a loser for the animals. I want to be a winner for them, just like you. You're a winner for the animals. And I know you go, when these victories come through, you have a big smile on your face because you knew, you stepped to the plate and said, I'm not going to put up with it. Enough is enough. I'm going to do something. And that's something, how it just comes about.
That's
and
how it
the
happens.
Audience,
that's how it happens.
That's right. It's awesome. I mean, it's... it's amazing. You'll see, you know, things come through, victory, victory. And I look and I'll say, check this out, another victory. You know, we can't give up. We cannot give up. And it does, the future does look better for the animals. If you compared it from, let's say, 5, 10, 20 years ago, can you see how many victories have come in since then? And it's not going backwards. It's going forward. So it's a big plus for the animals, I think. You know, I'm seeing them myself.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. There's so much good happening, and good people are getting involved. And I see that every single day, you know, in the work that I do, and you know, just how willing people are to put down what they're doing and pick up the phone and call their senator or call their House member and let them know that they support, you know, laws to protect animals from cruelty. And, you know, it's that's how our process works, and it can work, but it takes people willing to spend the time and stay informed and take action.
That's right. And I seen I had a show several weeks ago on dog fighting, you know, and it's so wrong to make these dogs fight, you know, force them to fight. They have no choice in the matter. And I was, you know, spreading it because there was a billboard that, you know, Humane Society of the United States put out about anti-dog fighting. And I thought that was awesome, you know, just let, big billboard, anti-dog fighting, you know. And just, and I spread it all over social media, and I'm going to continue, you know, because I had a phone number and an award and everything. So that right there, you know, shown, hey, animals, we all share this earth together, us and animals. So they shouldn't be hidden or, you know, swept under the carpet, you know, ignored. They should be out there with us and just, you know, have their rights granted, not violated or denied. You know, their lives matter just like ours do. And they're awesome. They're defenseless. If you look at all the animals out there, there is a lot of animals out there, right? I mean, you think about it. If you, you know, horses, dogs, cats, rabbits, raccoons, cows, pigs, you name, this list is huge. And they all need to be treated with, you know, fairly, with dignity and respect, because they're, you know, they don't bother nobody. They're so innocent, and if you, you know, we're just like our pets at home. We love them, we take care of them, and they, you know, we can, when animals bond with humans, you know, it is magical how close you can get to them, you know, and just pet them, and they trust you and faith. And I've been around, you know, even pigs face to face, and cows, you know, horses. And they're awesome, every one of them, and they don't bother you. You can pet them, talk to them, and it's just amazing. And more people in this world need to open their hearts to them and give them a chance. You know, I've heard people say, "Oh, I hate dogs," or "I hate cats," or "I hate this." They don't give them a chance. You know, get to know them. They have every right to be on this earth just like we do. You know, and share with them temporarily, because we're all going to die one day. We got to make the best of it. And they did, you know, they just, I don't know, they're amazing. And when we all stand up for them, it, just like the children, the elderly, they're helpless, the voiceless, innocent, and defenseless. And if we don't stand up for them, they have no hope to carry on. And we're just like animals. And it's just,
I was,
you know,
I was raised on a farm in southern Idaho, a small family farm, and we had cattle, and we had horses, and I had my pet goats and my pet rabbits, and of course dogs and cats. And I can tell you that, you know, I probably had closer friendships with my animals than I did with my classmates at school. And when I wanted to be comforted, and when I wanted to feel unconditional love and acceptance, I went outside and I sat down with my animals and let them surround me. And it was, you know, it was a way of dealing with, you know, some of the hardships that we all deal with in childhood. And you know, even if it's just, you know, a bad day at school or whatever. To me, there was nothing more comforting than going out and spending time with my horses, or sitting in the manger and with the cows while they ate, and listening to the sound of them crunching their hay. I mean, it was very therapeutic. And you know, and now I, you know, we have dogs and a cat and a rabbit in our household, and to live out at our horse sanctuary, and I still seek refuge with my animals. I seek unconditional love from them, and they never fail me, ever. I have never yet been let down by an animal, and so that's sort of what fuels the fire in my belly to get up every morning and wade into battle and fight for the animals and do everything I can to give them the protection that they deserve, because they have certainly made my life better, and I think I owe it to them to make their life better.
Yes, and that's so right, too. I mean, just the way they are so well worth it to, hey, I'm going to take this some time, and it doesn't take that long to go out and, you know, I'm on social media a lot, and I use my, you know, Facebook page and or whether it's Twitter or Pinterest or LinkedIn. I use it for advocacy, you know, helping animals out, even putting stuff up for the homeless, the elderly, because I feel that, you know, they can't speak out and stand up for themselves. So what I can do and do my best to help them and make a better life for them, a better future, because generations are coming up, you know, and all animals out there, they have families, you know, they have, you know, they can do everything that we can, you know, they see, they just speak in another language, and they are so well worth it to me. I mean, it's just unconditional love, and they need to be treated, you know, with love and care and respect. And so many animals out there that aren't. But I see a lot of improvements out there, a better future for all of them, Scott, every one of them, even the farm animals. You know, you see these pigs out there, they're in crates, they can't move around, they can't socialize. And that's so sad because they don't deserve that. They deserve better, you know, so when I see that, I'm like, oh, no, something's got to be done there. You know, they're in, I see these real tiny crates that they're in. They can't even move at all. And it's so sad and heartbreaking to see something like that, something so innocent and just laying there in a crate, can't socialize, can't move, can't relax. And so we have to speak out for a better future for these farm animals. You know, and all of them deserve it. And you see, I mean, I see it coming through social media every day. Something's improving. It's not, it doesn't look like anything that's going backwards or getting worse, you know. So we have to stand up and spend the time.
Well,
to
on
do
the
it
issue.
Because,
yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
On the issue of yeah, well, I was just going to say on the issue of farm animals, you know, we are working very hard on the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill is a massive piece of federal legislation that covers everything from dairy subsidies to the SNAP food stamps program to, you know, crop insurance. I mean, it is a massive bill worth hundreds of billions of dollars. And it presents an opportunity for us to fight for better care for farm animals. And we all know that the forces of industrial agriculture have really perverted animal agriculture in this country. And instead of farms where animals are living out on pasture, you know, living a good life where they're treated with decency and respect and allowed to be with their own kind and allowed to enjoy life with the sun on their back, instead they are warehoused in factory-like conditions, and they suffer terribly. And it's absolutely inexcusable, and very, very powerful forces have made this happen. And we have an opportunity with this Farm Bill to start pushing back against the forces of industrial animal agriculture and factory farming. One of the best issues that we have and one of the best opportunities we have is with what's called the checkoff program. And if you've ever seen marketing campaigns for agricultural products like milk, the Got Milk campaign, or the Pork the Other White Meat campaign, or the Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign, those are dollars that are collected from the farmers that they are forced to pay whether they want to or not. And then the big industrial ag groups use that money to lobby against improving conditions for farm animals. And so a farmer that doesn't support factory farming, that is trying to raise their animals with decency and compassion, is forced to pay lobbyists to lobby against him or her. And it's just absolutely wrong. So we are pushing an amendment to the Farm Bill that would actually reform the federal checkoff program so that those dollars cannot be used by industry lobbyists to defeat animal welfare reforms. It sounds dry and boring when you talk about commodity checkoff reform. You're like, well, that sounds kind of boring. It sounds like something to do with taxes or accounting or something like that. But honestly, it has the potential to vastly improve the lives for billions and billions of animals. We slaughter 9 billion animals a year in the United States alone for food. And we owe those animals. As long as people are going to be consuming animals, we have to fight to make life as good as possible for those animals. And that's what I do all day, every day, is fight for farm animals. And I also fight very hard for horses. Horses are especially special to me because of the role that they played in my life. But if folks are listening and they want to take action, please call your member of the House of Representatives and your two United States senators and urge them to vote yes on the checkoff amendment to the Farm Bill. And let's push against factory farming. Let's push back against industrial agriculture. And let's give support to farmers that are raising their animals with kindness and decency. That it's an important issue. And we have a real chance, probably the best chance we've ever had, to finally get real reform in this checkoff program so that farmers aren't being forced to pay lobbyists to lobby against them. So that's an important one. And again, if people are listening and they want to take action, call 202-224-3121, ask for your United States senators or your House of Representative member and urge them to vote yes on checkoff reform amendment to the Farm Bill. So that's an important one. Another thing that folks can do if they're listening, if especially equine advocates, people who care very much about horses, I am the campaign manager to stop the slaughter of American horses. That's another one of my jobs for the Humane Society of the United States. And there is a federal bill that's pending called the Safeguard American Food Exports Act, or SAFE. And the SAFE Act will ban the slaughter of American horses for human consumption, and it will also ban the transport and the export of American horses for slaughter for human consumption. And that is also a piece of federal legislation. If advocates want to take action, we are so close to getting to a majority of House members that support this bill, that are co-sponsoring this bill. Our target is 218 members of the House, and we are at 214. So we are just four votes away from having a majority of the House co-sponsoring a bill that will finally end the cruel slaughter of American horses for human consumption. So please, if you're listening, pick up the phone, dial 202-224-3121, and tell your members of Congress to support and co-sponsor the SAFE Act to stop the slaughter of American horses for human consumption. That bill number, by the way, is H.R. 113. That's H.R. 113, the SAFE Act to stop the slaughter of American horses for human consumption. We are so close, and we want to get this bill over the finish line, and we want to stop seeing, you know, truckloads of desperate horses being hauled long distances to foreign slaughter plants in Canada and Mexico so that they can be slaughtered and butchered and served up to wealthy diners in France. It's just not an American thing to do. You know, we in America owe horses a special place. We settled this country on horseback. Horses played such an indispensable role to our nation's history. And they have an iconic role and a special value in our culture and our history, unlike any other nation on earth, I think. And that's why 80% of Americans oppose the slaughter of horses for human consumption. It's just not what we do. We don't eat our dogs and cats. We don't eat our horses. And it's wrong to allow a few greedy individuals to exploit the market, the foreign market, by snatching up horses in a very cruel and predatory way and sending them to a horrible death in a foreign slaughter plant. So again, if folks are listening and they want to help, pick up your phone, dial 202-224-3121, and ask your members of Congress to support the SAFE Act, H.R. 113, and co-sponsor that bill so that we can finally get it across the finish line and protect American horses.
Yes, please do, everyone. And if you're, you know, coming in late to the show, all these shows every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So if you come in late, you can also, if you get the promo, go to www.blogtalkradio.com voicescarryforanimals, and all my archive shows for Animal Advocates Radio will be on there. Just press, and then on the left side of the screen, you will see social media icons. Just click and share. You can listen and share 24/7. So you just jot any information down, keep passing along, because the more voices out there, the better. And the faster the changes will be made. And I'm going to be making some calls myself and encouraging my friends and family also to do so. So, you know, take note. And if you ever, you know, you want to know how you can help out, just go to any of these shows. And the info, you know, is on there. Humane Society of the United States website is www.humanesociety.org. And if you search on Facebook under the Humane Society of the United States, you will go there too. And there's very good information on their awareness, how you can help out. I mean, it is just a great website and Facebook page and Twitter. So if you're members of any of those, you know, try to get involved because that's how you see change start. Excuse me. And then the light comes shining in for the animals. Put in the spotlight because they so well deserve it, you know. So this is great, Scott. You're getting a lot of great information out there for the audience, and they can always come back in later, you know. So I got a call. Would you like to take a call right now from area code 541? Okay. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. Voices carry for animals. Welcome. You have any comments or questions for the guests, please? You're live and on the air. Go right ahead.
Hello, this is Christina from Oregon's Paws Across America, and I just wanted to call in and say hi. I'm good. This has been a really informative and wonderful conversation that you're having with Scott, and I so appreciate it. I did want to ask Scott if how the King Amendment was coming. How does that look as far as this new ag bill that's going to be voted on and so on?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's good to hear from you. Good to hear from a fellow Oregonian. The measure that she's referring to is a bill that was sponsored by Representative Steve King from Iowa. It is potentially the most devastating piece of anti-animal legislation ever proposed. It would basically have the effect of nullifying every single state law designed to protect farm animals from cruelty. And it would specifically say, for example, that California cannot set standards for eggs or dairy or meat that is produced out of state. And it's absolutely devastating in its impact. So it's a terrible bill, and this Representative King has been trying to get this measure passed for several years, and he's never been successful. The House of Representatives just a couple of hours ago voted to pass its version of the Farm Bill, and it included the King Amendment, which is bad news. That's terrible news. But now the Senate has its own farm bill, its own version of the farm bill that it will take up next week. And we are hearing and we're feeling very confident that the Senate version of the farm bill will not include the King Amendment. So what happens is when the two versions of the bill get passed by the two separate chambers, then members of each body have to sit down in what's called a conference and hammer out those differences. And so we believe chances are that the King Amendment will ultimately be rejected, but we can't let up and we're not taking anything for granted. And we are urging our advocates to make sure that they tell their members of Congress to vote no on the King Amendment to the Farm Bill. So there, you know, the Farm Bill, like I said, it's an $800 billion piece of legislation. It is extremely complex. It covers an enormous list of different needs and services and programs. And so there are good things in it and there are bad things in it. The good things are, you know, the Chekhov commodity reform bill. There's a provision to ban the eating of dogs, the slaughtering of dogs and cats for human consumption. There's a bill that would actually create programs to include pets of domestic violence victims at domestic violence shelters. So there are some very good things in the Farm Bill, but there's also something very, very bad, and that's the King Amendment. And we are all hands on deck to make sure that the King Amendment does not make it into the final version of the Farm Bill. It would be devastating to us. It would represent a significant setback, and so we have been fighting with everything we've got to make sure it doesn't pass.
Good.
Yes, we got to make sure. Yeah, go ahead, Christina. Go ahead.
I understand it also will affect the new laws in California as far as the puppy mill ban, the fur trade ban in San Francisco, and also no new laws could be set forth in states in this regard.
Right. It wouldn't just affect animal agriculture. It would affect all different kinds of agriculture. For example, in Oregon, you know, we have a timber industry that's very important to our state's economy, and we have rules about the import of out-of-state woods into our state because we don't want invasive pests from other states coming in and threatening our timber industry. The King Amendment would nullify that. And so that's why, you know, there are nearly 200 separate organizations that run the gamut from far-right conservative to far-left progressive, and everything in between have united in opposition to this terrible legislation. And so it's highly controversial, and, you know, we know that right now congressional leaders want a farm bill that is as devoid of controversy as possible, and that is probably maybe after the food stamp program, the King Amendment might very well be the most controversial provision in the Farm Bill. So, again, as long as you're picking up the phone to call your member of Congress, make sure that you urge them to vote no on the King Amendment to the Farm Bill. And again, if you want to reach out to your member of Congress, the number is 202-224-3121. And
well,
I appreciate
thank
that
you
question.
So much. Oh, no problem.
Yes,
I've been pushing to get that information out to as many different organizations, not just animal rights, but, you know, farm laborers and like you said, the timber industry here in Oregon and, you know, and in Alaska and elsewhere, that as many people can understand how devastating this could be and what a huge uproar this will cause if it passes.
The devastating impact of the King Amendment can't be overstated, that's for sure. And that's why the Humane Society of the United States and the Humane Society Legislative Fund have made a top priority of defeating the King Amendment.
Well, thank you very much for all you do. And thank you very much for all you do here in Oregon as well. We're blessed to have both the HSUS, you know, in our state and in our country fighting for these animals.
Yeah,
well,
worldwide.
That's
awesome. Definitely.
Yeah, it's a real blessing to be able to do this work, and I feel like I'm doing the work that I was built to do, that I was meant to do. I've always had a very, very special relationship with animals. I feel like I understand them, and as I said, you know, earlier in the show, they played such an important role in my life, and so I have always felt very passionately about protecting animals from cruelty from the time I was a tiny little kid, and so this is the work I was meant to do, and I'm glad to be doing it.
Well, thank you very much. I can truly relate with that statement completely. I have one more question for you regarding Oregon's wild horses and how, you know, we can better protect them I mean, there's we're trying all kinds of different avenues and looking at all types of different ways. And it's not just Oregon, you know, wild horses. That, you know, it's also Arizona, New Mexico, and so on. But it's our wild horses here in Oregon are amazing, and they're very sought after. We have some of the most wonderful herds here, and it's highly important, you know, for all us little girls who wanted a pony. These are our ponies, you know. And is there any way that we could step it up to get that, you know, like this side of Oregon, you know, this side of the mountains over here on the west side? For a lot of people don't even realize that we have wild horse herds.
Yeah, Oregon has some of the most beautiful wild horses in anywhere in the western United States. We have the Steens Mountains herd, which are known for their big, robust bodies and their amazing variety of color. And then we have, of course, the famous Kyger Mustangs. The Kyger Mustangs are a separate strain that have a buckskin color. They have a light-colored body with black manes and tails, and they have a dorsal stripe that goes down their back, and then many of them have zebra stripes on their legs. And they are descendants of the original Mustangs, the original horses that were brought here by the Spaniards many hundreds of years ago. They are considered, you know, their color pattern is considered very primitive. So to an extent, these Kyger horses probably represent the closest thing to what horses looked like before they were domesticated of any other type of horse. And they are very sought after. They're very beautiful. And you know, it's very sad because, you know, there are powerful industries that want to remove all of our wild horses from the rangeland. They don't want the competition for the grazing. They don't want wild horses getting in their way of oil and gas exploration. And so, yeah, there are some very powerful interests that are doing everything they can to zero out the wild horse population in the western United States. Fortunately, Americans love their wild horses. We consider wild horses to be a symbol of the American West. They're a symbol of liberty and freedom. And you know, the vast majority of American citizens love wild horses and want those wild horses living wild and free with their families out on the open range where they belong. They do very well out there. That's the, you know, the horse evolved on the North American continent. And then during the Ice Age, of course, human hunters came over the Bering Strait and essentially hunted the wild horses that were here out of existence. And now they're back and they're doing well on the American rangeland, and that's where they belong. And I and you and everyone listening is absolutely dedicated to make sure that they stay out on the range. We believe very strongly that the Bureau of Land Management has long mismanaged wild horses. We believe that in areas where horses truly pose some sort of threat to the natural environment because of their population, that population can be humanely managed with the use of proven fertility control. But under no circumstances should we be, you know, rounding up horses with helicopters and shipping them off to long-term holding. It's cruel, it's unnecessary, it's expensive, and the best way to manage the American wild horse is to leave it wild and free, manage horses out on the range in a way that's humane and that aligns with the values of Americans.
Thank you.
And thank you, Christina, for calling in. And, you know, best of luck with the Paws Across America advocacy. And Scott, they promote the show on their website, which I think is awesome. You know, that's teamwork, along with other
Yeah, they're doing good work here in they're doing good work in Oregon. They've gotten involved in the political process and working to change public policy. So we're talking about possibly a bill in Oregon to ban pet sales or from shopping. So yes, they're wonderful people doing great work.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work there, Christina. And hope Cecilia Maida, the founder, her health gets better. She gets a kidney transplant, and because she's a hard worker for the animals also. Wish big prayers for her. You know, keep me informed. And I,
she
know,
needs all the prayers she can
her.
Get.
Yes.
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 Yes. Please send all your prayers to her. She's truly in need of them.
Yes, because she's hard working. I mean, it's just, you know, sad what's going on with her right now with her health failing. But we'll, I guess I'll say some prayers for her and hope for the best, you know. Keep the faith. Because all
oh,
you
yeah.
out there is, you got her back and what you're doing, and you keep going. You don't stop. And that's great. Teamwork is awesome. It rocks. It totally rocks out there. Because teamwork wins. You know, and so, and Scott, Christina has been on my show, you know, a couple times, her and Donna Quinn and Jackie. How's, and I left a message for Jackie, you know, about the show tonight, but thanks all of you out there, because it's so meaningful. Thank you. It just, you don't give up, and none of us is going to give up. Animal lovers, animal activists, advocates, hey, all of us together, animal organizations. I mean, it's huge. If you think about it, how many's out there and animal lovers, it's huge. So we can only go
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, so we all band together
yeah.
to support each other's causes. We will be a voice to reckon with.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That's truly how I believe. So, you know, I will stand in march and fight, you know, with the farm animals and with the wild animals and with our domestic animals, and together we can make change in all of those areas.
That's right.
Well, thank you.
We don't
thank
give
you
up.
So much. I'm going to get off of here and finish listening up. You both of you have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Scott.
And you too. And thanks for, you know, calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank
oh, no
you,
problem.
Calling in. Call in anytime. If there's any more callers out there who would like to call in, we have like 8 minutes left. Area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 and I'll let you in. Just remember, try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations. You're more than welcome to come on in. That number is the same every week. You can listen to this show by phone, or you can listen to by the from the internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. A lot of my shows, 163 Voices Carry for Animals, and you will see a lot of Humane Society of the United States on there, also on TS Radio, Marty Oakley. And you could go to blogtalkradio.com and search my name, Debbie Dahmer, D-A-H-M-E-R, or Voices Carry for Animals, and they'll all pop up, and they're all archived. So now 177 shows tonight there, Scott. Isn't that great? And I'm not giving up. Not giving up.
Yeah,
you
that's really going. That's really remarkable, and congratulations on the good work you're doing.
Well, thank you. It's been 4 years, so this is – and I'm going to keep going. You know, I went on my own in March of this year. So it's hopping just like the other ones, and that's what I was hoping for. So I have faith, you know. These are God's beautiful, innocent creatures out there, so we want to protect them. You know, we want to make sure they have the right, you know, safety, and we get the prevention out there. And just, you know, with it being hot out in this summer here in Florida, it is major hot. And if you see any animals or children and cars locked in parking lots or whatever, please call the police. Or in some states, I'm not sure which ones there are, but you can break the window out, make the call, and break the window out and save a life. Because this is so important, you know, and the dogs outside and this heat, you know, some out on chains. And I wanted to thank Donna Hughes. He's been on the show several times. Dog on a 10-foot chain. She's a singer and songwriter. The song at the beginning of the show. Thank you, Donna Hughes, and looking forward to having you come on. But let's think about our animals. Have you see animal cruelty, report it. Don't close your eyes or look the other way, because you can help save lives out there. you know, help them from a bad owner or a neglectful owner, abusive owner. So everybody do their part. That's all it takes. Make that, you know, step in their paws or feet and say, hey, this is, I'm not settling for this. I'm not going to just, you know, ignore it. Because once you ignore it, the problems only get worse. And we want a better world out there, a safer world for them, healthier, because they, all of them, deserve it. You know, put them in more, if you're, you have pets at home, you know, put them more in your family photos, more photos, you know, movies, and I just, like on TV, more of them getting involved. Because sometimes you can get into some funny situations, Scott. It becomes hilarious. Try to get to take pictures. But
isn't that the truth?
Yeah. It is. It gets comical. I mean, they can, you know, bringing up animals. It can be, I don't know if you ever noticed, but if you're out in public with them, you know, more people talk to you with your animal than if you didn't have them. Isn't that something?
Oh, that's absolutely true. I'm convinced that a number of my Facebook friends are friends not because of me, but because they like the pictures of my dogs.
Isn't that a good one, though?
Well, my dogs are a lot cuter than I am, so, you know, I totally understand where they're coming from.
And then there's so much fun, you know, they could take good, I mean, hilarious pictures, good, you know, they're just awesome. And they love to be.
That's true, they really are.
For. And they love attention. They just don't want you to ignore them or, you know, just the bond becomes magical. I mean, they're just unconditional love, and they just want to be in a happy, tender, loving, caring home. That's not much to ask, and it's not hard to take care of them. But anyway,
I agree with you 100%.
And it's not. It's easy. So, but on this, we got 3 minutes left. Is there anything else you want to tell the audience?
Well, I would just reiterate what I've already said, and that is that, you know, it's important for people to get involved. That's why we're making the progress we're making. Just to sort of recap, pick up the phone, dial 202-224-3121, and urge your members of Congress, both of you, your United States senators and your House member, to vote yes on the Chekhov Reform Amendment to the Farm Bill, vote no on the King Amendment, and please co-sponsor the SAFE Act, H.R. 113, to stop the slaughter of American horses for human consumption. Those are big priorities. Those are, you know, potentially game-changing measures, and we need to get them over the finish line.
That is great, and best of luck, you know, and thank you so much for coming on tonight. Kirsten Peek, thank you for connecting us, and looking forward to having Marty on also, and would love to have you come back there, Scott, you know, and keep in touch, and keep all, you know, I'll spread the, you know, on my social media about anything you need to get out there or on the radio. You know, but I want to welcome you back. It's such an honor and pleasure. I got it, you know, real excited about the show and look forward to you coming back. And audience out there, thank you all for tuning in tonight. And so I hope you, if the show is archived, listening worldwide, unlimited listeners, please keep spreading the word about this show, bringing the awareness and the prevention and, you know, taking action, recruiting you to take action. Because if we just talk on the radio, we're not getting nowhere. We're spinning our wheels. So please contact your state representatives. We all go out and vote, so let's go one step further in the right direction. Contact them on any issues we might have. So everyone, every Thursday is Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals. Hope you join in. It's at 7 o'clock every Thursday. Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Please tell your friends, family, co-workers, neighbors, anybody you can out there, your sons, your daughters, because the more of us, the peaceful animal army rising, the faster the changes will be made. Hope everyone has an awesome and relaxing evening. And please be the voice for the voiceless, that it's not that difficult. Everybody, thank you for tuning in again. And Scott, want to welcome you back. Thank you again. And all you listeners, thank you. And see you next week. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye. And thanks, Christina, for calling in. Bye-bye.